Well, thanks for listening, folks.
We're at the end of our show, but definitely stay tuned for the Cat's Pajamas coming up next.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all their clothing. Let's say, you know, someone buys their clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver. My name is Nellie and this is my show, The Cat's Pajamas. Hope you're all doing well this morning. I started the show off today with some Shop Assistants. That was their song All the Time. And they're a Scottish indie pop band around during the late 80s, early 90s. The next set I'm going to play is also going to be pretty indie pop heavy. Got some Vancouver bands coming up, some Pups and some Love Cuts, and then some other UK bands. I'm going to play a song by Pups called Month Long Sleep, and this is off of a 7-inch they released on Wahiwa Records. So enjoy. Here you go.
Bye.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Cat's Pajamas on 101.9 CITR FM. You just heard a track by Love Cuts, a Vancouver band. That was the latest and final single off of the Kingfisher Blues single-sided 7-inch series. Great singles club. I was a part of it. I think we got 12 7-inches from great local bands. So yeah, I have to pick that one up. Ended on a strong note. Love Cuts is a really great band, and that track is super fun. Before that, you heard a song by a Bristol band called Hallie and the Annies. Really great name. For those of you who don't know, that is a Parent Trap reference. The remake, the Lindsay Lohan version of the Parent Trap. Those were the twins' names in that one. One of my favorite movies growing up. And then before that, you heard a song by Comet Gain called Avenue Girls. And that was a single released off of another single, 7-inch singles club, off of a British label called Wa Iwa. I don't know how to pronounce that properly. So Comet Gain are one of my favorite indie pop groups, and it's cool that they just released some new stuff. The song you heard before that was also off of that same 7-inch single club, and that was a song by Pups, who are a local Vancouver band, and I picked that up, that 7-inch up, the last time I saw them. So yeah, I'm glad to have that. I wish I had all the other 7-inches in that club, but I think it's over. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a new single by the band Cold Beat. This is Hannah Liu from Grass Widow, a Bay Area band. This is her new band called Cold Beat, and this is a single that will be on their new album to be released later this year. The song is called Mirror.
Just stay.
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theater, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records. Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas. Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
Aw, yeah. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
All right, welcome back. You just heard a song by the Santa Cruz girl group, The Wild Ones. That was their song Day Drunk off of a 7-inch they released on a local Vancouver label called La Tita Records. And before that, you heard a new single from La Sarah, a.k.a. Katie Goodman, previously known for being the bassist in Vivian Girls. She will be releasing her third album as La Sarah on May 13th. It's called The Hour of the Dawn, and that song you heard was called Runnin' Wild. And then before that, you heard a fantastic new track by Coldbeat called Mirror off of their debut LP out on July 8th. It's called Over Me, and it'll be released on Crime on the Moon, which is the bassist slash lead singer of the band Hannah Lou, also known for being in Grass Widow. That's her record label, so it'll be released on that. Pretty cool. She is also a very wonderful visual artist. She's done a lot of music videos, and she designs like all the posters for her band's gigs and stuff. You should check out her art. It's really great. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a track by Shimmering Stars. They're a local band, and they have a show tonight at the Fox Cabaret, a new venue. It's pretty sweet. And Gal Grayson will be opening for Shimmering Stars, so I'll play some Gal Grayson after that. I will play the Shimmering Stars' new song called Shadow Visions. They should be releasing a new album soon. It says they've got a new album due for spring 2014, which is now, so hopefully we'll be hearing some great new tracks from them. All right, here is Shadow Visions by Shimmering Stars.
Thank you.
as the first social enterprise delivering environmentally friendly mobile car washing in Canada, with all proceeds going towards homeless youth programs. Have your car cleaned inside Thunderbird Parkade every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 3. Book online at keenerscarwash.ca.
Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And Honey Child will be all ears. This is
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Courtneys. They just played a fantastic show last night, kicking off their tour with Tegan and Sarah. They're going all over. So they played a show last night at the Media Club with Watermelon and Dead Soft. Both of those bands also played really well, too. So that was the Courtney's latest single, Lost Boys. You can get that on a cassette tape released off of Burger Records. Before that, you heard Gal Grayson with the song My Love. Or wait, let's figure out what that song is called. Okay, that song is called Love Fantasy, My Beautiful Girl, off of his album Blue Hearts in Exile. Gal Grayson will be opening for Shimmering Stars tonight at the Fox. And you heard Shimmering Stars at the top of the set with their song Shadow Visions off of their second album to be released soon, called Bedrooms of the Nation. All right, up next, I'm going to play some Frankie Rose for you all. This is a song released off of her second solo album called Interstellar, released 2 years ago, I think. It's called Night Swim.
Thank you. more.